Hello, I'm Travis Wentz, and I'm currently a graduate student in the Johnson Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'd like to share with you today a small subset of data from a rather extensive data set that we've built to better characterize the CRISPR-Cas systems and CRISPR spacer arrays present in Clostridium botulinum and Clostridial species. First, a little background. Comprised of Cas nucleases and CRISPR spacer arrays, CRISPR-Cas systems enable bacteria to engage in sequence-specific targeting of invading foreign plasmid and phage-borne DNA. While the exact mechanics vary by system type, in general, spacer arrays contain short nucleotide sequences called spacers, often 30 to 40 base pairs in length, which complement plasmid and phage-borne protospacer nucleotide sequences that have sufficiently high identity to the spacer. Cas proteins then act to degrade the foreign DNA and sometimes incorporate portions of it into their own genome as additional spacers. These interactions can alter the flow of horizontally transferred material across closely and distantly related strains and species of bacteria. Each spacer protospacer match represents a potential barrier to the entry of a plasmid or phage into a given strain. This is of particular interest in the context of Clostridium botulinum, a species itself often defined by the presence or absence of a horizontally trafficked neurotoxin. Such interactions can provide insight into the plasmids and phages that bacterial strains frequently come into contact with in the environment, and may provide insight into why botulinum neurotoxins are sporadically scattered across Clostridial species and beyond. So first, I'd like to direct your attention towards Figure 3, which contains the bioinformatic methods and results. We screened all available Group 1 sensu stricto Clostridium genomes and subjected them to a bioinformatic pipeline. Following quality control, approximately 1,400 genome assemblies were passed through CRISPR-Cas and RF plasmid. Contigs were binned as chromosomal or extrachromosomal based on predicted genomic assignment using RF plasmid, and CRISPR spacer arrays and Cas genes were predicted for each assembly. To identify spacer protospacer matches, predicted spacer sequences were mapped via local alignment to the RefSeq plasmid and GenBank phage databases as a reference. We additionally mapped the spacers to a custom dataset consisting of the predicted extrachromosomal Clostridium contigs. The spacer protospacer pairs were parsed to screen and remove for potential self-matches. Following QC, matches produced through alignment to the RefSeq plasmid, GenBank phage, and extrachromosomal datasets were pooled. And for purposes of this presentation, the spacer matches for six strains of Group 1 Clostridium botulinum and one strain of Clostridium sporogenes were visualized as force-directed interaction networks via Cytoscape. So I'd like to draw your attention to Figure 1. In Figure 1, we mapped out the 1,325 spacer protospacer matches between 187 spacers from the seven strains and 382 plasmids, phage, and predicted extrachromosomal content. The first two are inclusive of all sequenced closed plasmids and bacteriophage from GenBank, while the latter stem from our aforementioned extrachromosomal dataset. Oriented at the top of the diagram are three strains with complete type 1b CRISPR-Cas systems. In the middle, in red, a single strain with a partial predicted inactive type 1b system, and at the bottom in orange, three strains that contain a hybrid cluster consisting of components of type 1b and type 3b systems. Further information about these strains can be located in Table 1. In the region labeled Cluster 1, we have a collection of protospacer target sequences that matched by different spacers present in all three CRISPR-Cas type groups. Based on the verified plasmid sequences present in cluster 1, many of the protospacers targeted are localized to large conjugal plasmids, many of which contain a neurotoxin sequence. The cluster 2 extrachromosomal material is similar to cluster 1, but are not targeted by the partial type 1b system of CDC 069094. Intriguingly, of the 19 A1B5 containing strains present in our full dataset, the predicted inactive type 1B CRISPR-Cas system in this strain was the best conserved. Well, preliminary, this may suggest that A1 B5 producing strains are compatible with a wider range of plasmids than some other Group 1 C. botulinum strains. In clusters 3, 4, and 5, we have a series of unique matches from Clostridium botulinum strain 62A, Clostridium botulinum strain CDC 1632, and C. spirogenes strain RF5, respectively. In cluster 3, several spacers in 62A were observed to target sequence plasmids from Enterococcus and Panebacillus, which is noteworthy as these strains contain some of the nearest homologs to botulinum neurotoxin and the P47 and Orfex genes outside of Clostridium. This may further hint at a shared environment between these anaerobic species over an extended period of time. In cluster 4, most of the unique hits that occur between CDC 1632 and Streptococcus phage, as well as other phage, come from a single spacer labeled 461 in Table 1. And that spacer targets a protospacer present in a putative phage replication protein. This demonstrates the potential of CRISPR-Cas systems to confer immunity against a broad range of plasmids and phage if it happens to target a well-conserved gene sequence. In cluster 5, C. spirogenes strain RF5 was observed to uniquely target a range of predicted C. botulinum extrachromosomal material. This was both with and without neurotoxin present and in excess of that seen amongst unique hits in the other in the Clostridium botulinum strains present in this particular subset of strains. Similar to observations from cluster 1 and 2, CRISPR-Cas may suggest an active role in preventing the uptake of horizontally transferred neurotoxin-containing plasmids. I'd like to direct your attention to Figure 2. Figure 2 is effectively Figure 1, absent the spacer-protospacer matches to the predicted extrachromosomal content in Clostridium. There are challenges regarding the accurate prediction and binning of contigs as chromosomal or extrachromosomal, as well as the subsequent detection and removal of CRISPR array self matches that occur from this type of analysis, both toward the self and toward closely related strains which may have identical CRISPR-Cas arrays. However, with the estimation of the former and the parsing of the latter, these additional data indicate that CRISPR-Cas systems in Group 1 Clostridium botulinum, when present, play a highly active role in preventing the uptake of plasmids present in closely related species and strains. And this poster presentation covers the spacer-protospacer interactions from a very small sliver of the greater data set consisting of about 1,400 Clostridium species. We're looking forward to sharing a deep analysis of the full data set as part of an upcoming special edition of Frontiers in Microbiology. And lastly, I'd like to thank my colleagues and collaborators in the Johnson and Doxey laboratories, and Dr. Shashi Sharma and Dr. Eric Brown in the Division of Microbiology at FDA CIFSAN. Thank you.